You were married for 7 years. Did you have children in that 7-year
period? Yeah, we had three children, and he chose someone else.
Your husband?
Yeah.
Chose someone else?
Yeah.
So he left you for another woman?
Yeah, he did.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
And are you in school at that point? Or
no,
out of,
I was out of school working.
So you were fine. You were working.
Mm-hmm, I was out working.
So tell us about the drama of that and how you were left alone then with three children.
You know, I don't know what motivates me. I wish I knew me better. But he was gone for about a week, and I was pregnant with our last child. I noticed that he was not there, but I had heard rumors that he was seeing someone else. He's kind of like my father. He was a womanizer, you know. But on the other hand, I have to say that he was good. He worked. He took care of as much as he could take care of in the family as far as taking care of the children and all that. But nevertheless, he found that he had more fun with this other woman. As I said, I go to church and he didn't. I sing Christian music and he really wanted me to sing in clubs. So this lady was just more fun. He could party and dance and have fun with her. And he went off to Chicago with her.
How did you handle all that?
Well, I called and used information and found her number in Chicago. And I called and he picked up the phone and I said, oh, I just wanted you to know that I know that you're there and we're done. And I just continued to work and take care of the children. When I had my baby, at the time, one of my sisters had been in an accident and my father wanted me to help take care of her because I was a nurse. So she came to the house and she was there to help lift some of the load of responsibility of watching the children and all of that while I worked. So I worked evenings and nights so that the children would always have my presence while they were there until they were all in school.
But the feeling of rejection and all had to be tough.
No, that's what I don't understand about me.
Oh.
When I'm done with something, I'm done with it. We have no animosity. I still pray for him. We see each other and I try to get the children to include them in their life for their sakes. I remarried and I did have one more child. I was married to him for 9 years. It seems to me I must have a thing for picking guys who love women, or maybe they all love women.
Your second husband, then, mm-hmm. married for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and you had one child by him.
One child.
What did he do for a living?
He was just an ordinary worker. He worked for a Jewish company that sold unusual shoes, and he worked for them for years. He was also a great choral director. He worked a lot in church. He was 22 years my senior. And I thought, okay, maybe this will be the knight in shining armor. Who knows?
Was he a father figure to you?
Probably. I don't know. Most likely.
Was it good for a while?
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
All the years. I don't understand. I guess I must have picked it up from my mother, but there was never any animosity. As long as they did what they were supposed to do, I don't have any negative feelings toward them. And I see the good points they had. And as a child who's really grown up to understand spiritual things and be more mature, I think there are a lot of things I could have done. But I'm just a person, this is what I think you should do. Dot, 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 dot. These are my steps. You have to do this, this, and this, and then you will be who I think you should be. And if you're not who I think you should be, bye-bye. So I was quick to do that. As a mature person, I understand that's not wise, which is why my present husband and I have been together 36 years.
Great. So how old were you when you married this man who was 22 years older than you?
27, 28.
So he's 47
then? Yeah, he was in his 40s.
Did family members say, why are you marrying somebody this old? Did people caution you on this? You're doing
something. My mom did, quickly. And then she said, well, this is your life, but he's old enough to be your father. I said, yeah, but he's nice. He was quite handsome and debonair. And
he was musical.
Musical. Yes.
So you did share a common...
Yes. He helped me a great deal as far as church and other churches and that kind of thing, as far as that type of music was concerned. He was quite helpful. We even founded a community choir together. And that choir produced a lot of very strong leaders. We start with young people, produced a lot of strong leaders, some of them state representatives and pastors and that kind of thing, because it was really a very good community choir. But I think I gave up on our life together.
Did he run off with someone too?
Nope. he did have somebody, but
that wasn't what brought.
That wasn't. I found about that later.
Okay.
It was just me.
You decided.
I decided.
You told him.
Yeah, we're done. And you know, in the dynamics of a family, there are things that go on. He's a wonderful father. I have to say that always, that he was a wonderful father. And he had, other than our son, 5 children.
So you became mother to 5 children.
Well, most of them were almost as old as I was, except the final 2.
How was that working for everybody?
I don't know. It worked fine for me. I love them. Yeah. I love them. There were 3 left at home, and one daughter who also became a nurse. She went to nursing school after we met. We never really had any friction. They were very respectful and now very loving. Little sidebar, interesting thing is his oldest son graduated from high school at Manassas the year before I did.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
and he was also a graduate of Manassas. He was one of the earlier graduates. That was in his favor to begin with.
So when you were all together at Christmas and so forth, mm-hmm. it was almost like brothers, sisters.
We had a wonderful relationship, but they always respected me as his wife and the younger children and his youngest son with his wife that was deceased. His wife was deceased. There is a wonderful story about that before we were married. I never knew her, never saw her, but I did see her in a dream before I married him. And that was always powerful in my life, that I saw her. What she spoke to me was, take good care of the children. And I have to say, it's John Ray.
How about that?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so I was a little scared to do it. So I'm being watched.
You're right.
That wasn't a bad relationship. If I was going to psychoanalyze myself, I did give myself a good talking to about it. But he is deceased.
So you brought the marriage to an end. Are we into the 60s?
It had to be 76 because my husband, Loomis Dillard, Reverend Loomis Dillard, he and I got married in 1978.
When you were divorced from your second husband, mm-hmm. you moved where?
I moved to Indiana. I left him and moved to Indiana.
And did you have children at home yet then
yes,
that you took with you?
Yes, I took 4 children with me.
So there you are, alone again.
Well,
with some children.
Yeah.
And then you moved to Indiana.
Yes, and we were doing fine. I bought a home and moved to Indiana. That's where the children and I were living.
Why did you move to Indiana?
I think I'm just an adventurous some person. I didn't really have a reason except I had been there to visit and sing. I sang for churches there and I liked the atmosphere, so I decided I would just sell everything and buy a home there, and that's what I did. It got me out of Memphis for one thing, and it's like putting my past behind me and just starting fresh, basically is what it was.